Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about the theme of faith this week. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program so far this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer whenever you'd like, or you can download them on whatever device works for you. I'd encourage you to go get our app, Renewal Ministries app. You can get it at the App Store or go to our website at renewalministries.net. It's right there. Then you can listen to it on your phone anytime you want. The program is on early in the morning, and so many people don't get a chance to hear the program because we're on so early, both Sister Ann Shields and I. But if you get the app, you'll be able to listen to it whenever you want to. And also, I'd encourage you to get others to tune in, to go ahead and get the app, spread the word, so that we can continue to share the good news of our Lord with as many people as we can, because we know people need it. They need the encouragement of the Lord. So when talking about faith, beginning this week with Abraham, kind of taking our point of departure, the passage the church gave us on Sunday from Hebrews chapter 11, that great chapter of faith, the story of the patriarchs and their journey as nomads of faith and what we can learn from them. Of course, yesterday we celebrated the Assumption of Our Lady, who is the quintessential disciple and gives us so much confidence and purpose, sense of purpose in God's plan, and helps us understand what God values and what the Lord will crown. At the end of the program yesterday, I was making a contrast, as Mary herself was in the Magnificat. She was magnifying the Lord. She was rejoicing in amazement. She was thrilled and fascinated by God's work in her life and what it meant that God of creation would come to her, a lowly child, essentially, and put in her hands something so great. I mean, the greatest thing that ever happened in human history to that point was the incarnation of Jesus, of God himself, this miracle, astounding reality, and God's crowning humility. God is showing what draws him, what he loves, what he's going to reward, what he lifts up, what he values. Friends, there is such an important reflection there for us to be able to internalize that, because the world, for the most part, does not value humility. And we're so impacted by the constant drumbeat of the world putting forward what it values that we get blinded to the true goal, the true value in the world, and what kind of life and lifestyle, what kind of life story is going to be ultimately crowned for all eternity? And what storyline is going to be forgotten forever? We're being sold a bill of goods in this world to radically pursue things that will not ultimately be rewarded by God and won't be recognized. It's going to pass away, because it's below God's plan and purpose. It's not what's truly valuable. It's the kingdom of this world selling us counterfeit, right? Fool's gold. And it doesn't matter. It's crazy how blinded we can be, because generation after generation, we all keep falling for the same stuff. Money, sex, power, fame, you name it. And man, we pursue it, thinking it's going to bring happiness. And then the Lord in his mercy, it's amazing how one great, would say king of the world is being exposed. The billionaires who have fallen, the world-class athletes who have fallen, who just see the emptiness that's present. And I'm not accusing them. We're just saying, look, the human heart, apart from God, is a mess. And without God's mercy and the healing love of Christ, just to continue yesterday's theme as well, and through following Mary, who's really the first disciple, following Paul, imitating Mary, imitating Paul, imitating Peter, imitating John, imitating the saints, and saying, this is the road to happiness and fulfillment, because they're obeying Christ, who said, seek first the kingdom of God, his way of holiness, and everything else will be added to you. That's as sure a promise to you as the promise that was made to Abraham. And if you do that, you're going to inherit that promise. Or Jesus in the Gospel of John saying, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. How can you come into true light? That is, how can you come into the realization and the understanding of the full meaning of human life and where you can find happiness and fulfillment forever? It's in Jesus. Every one of us began in darkness, under sin, under the reign of Satan, the kingdom of darkness, and in a world that's fallen, that resists God's will and is operating, as St. Paul would say, under the reign of sin and death. Death casts a shadow over us. It's a kind of darkness over the mind, and it destabilizes us. There's the death-directedness of the human person, and our fight against it causes us to fear and be filled with anxiety. It's the devil's strategy, the letter to Hebrews says, to enslave the human race through the fear of death, the fear of being diminished, the fear of being lost, the fear of never being loved, never finding meaning. There's a underlying disorientation, disintegration that's in the human person. It's there. It's everywhere, right? It's undeniable. Even people who are numbing it, denying it, running from it, and looking like they're accumulating all the toys the world can offer and all the greatest distractions, it's not working, because nothing but the death of Jesus and the power of his blood and his Holy Spirit and cleansing us and giving us a new heart can deal with that. It's the light of Christ. It's his victory over the powers of sin and death that can give us what we need. That's where the light comes from. Jesus says, so anyone who's in that darkness, who doesn't know God and has not come to see through faith the way to light and salvation and come to understand who we are as children of God, Jesus promises that we will, if we follow him, we'll find that destiny. We'll come into that light and we'll have the life that's in him, the life that's stronger than death, that will overcome it. That is God's eternal life, the divine life, the Christ life that's given to us. Friends, we have to be careful. Be wise as a serpent. Be innocent as a dove, and don't be seduced by the world that somehow wants to convince us that we have this power on our own, or that the world can give us this power, or that somehow we can save ourselves. All of that's nonsense. Or that we don't need salvation. We just need what the world has to give us. Be very careful not to get trapped in that. We have to seek first the kingdom, as Jesus said. Let's look at some other promises that the Lord gives us. I love Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. I'm sure many of you know this passage, and it might be one of your favorites as well. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. So, Abraham trusted. He trusted God. Mary trusted. She trusted God. They both believed that God is real, that God was speaking to them, that the God who was speaking to them is the only God, and that he's great, he's powerful, he's unstoppable, and that he's good. He's loving. He's loving all day, 24/7, 365. His love is toward us. And that he's able to fulfill his promises and that he never lies. That he's truth itself. So they trusted the Lord. So how did they trust him? With all their heart. And they leaned on God and not on their own understanding. Our culture right now is filled with a kind of darkness and a poison. It's terrible. Leaning on our own understanding. Trusting nothing but what we can produce ourselves. And trusting our own wits and our own mind. We're creatures. We're blinded with pride that causes us to resist God because we don't want to submit. We think it's degrading. The more proud we are, the more we feel that way. I'm not submitting to anybody. I'm going to save myself. I'm from the inner circle of the wise, of the brights, of the whatever, and we're going to fix the world, and we have the answers to everything. It's nonsense. It's foolishness. It's blinding darkness. So the proverb says, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you lean not on your own understanding, but you lean on the understanding that comes from God, his revelation, and in all your ways you submit to him, he will make your path straight. He will set you on the right path. He'll lead you, no matter what the circumstance you're in, he's going to lead you home to the kingdom of God. And he'll bless you in this world. He will. Even if all the circumstances and the material blessings and the financial blessings don't come to you, what you will get is the real gold. And we see that in the lives of the saints. They're an absolute proof of God's faithfulness. They battled what many of us battle, and even more. They experienced persecution and trial, but they battled sickness. They battled resistance from the world. They were abandoned. They were betrayed. They experienced all those kinds of things. But they kept their mind and heart on the Lord, and they trusted him with all their heart. The heart is what? The seat of decision, the core center of our life. And say, God, I know I have one life to live. My life is short. It's a passing shadow. And soon it will be over. I have the power, because you gave it to me, to direct my life or to entrust my life to something. And I will do that because I'm a human being. I was made, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to trust myself either to God, or I'm going to entrust myself to myself, which is really foolish. It's like, I don't even know on my own resources where I came from, why I'm here, where I'm going, but I'm going to fully trust myself. That's foolish. But what that really is, friends, because there's really only the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness, and if I turn from the light which comes from the kingdom of God, whether I know it or not, whether I'm deciding specifically to do that or not, I'm going to come under the reign of the enemy. I'm going to submit to him in some way, and I'm going to become a slave to darkness, and I'm going to remain with a darkened mind. There is no third way. There is no way to say, well, I'm going to bypass this, you know, kingdom of darkness, kingdom of light deal, and I'm going to embrace something, a new age or whatever it is, and I'm going to trust my own wits and see myself and follow my own spiritual bliss. I'm not going to deal with that separation between the two kingdoms or just entrust myself to this Christian, Judeo-Christian God. I'm going to make my own way, be a good person. I'm going to help fix the world and all that. Friends, it's a deception. There's only two ways. There's the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness. And we're being offered the light. And Jesus said, I've come to give you life that you might have it to the full. That's a promise if you come to him. He's going to give you full life. He's going to lead you to full joy. He's going to lead you to absolute fulfillment. And Abraham, Isaac, David, the prophets, Our Lady, the apostles, the saints, all witness to us, and they cry out to us, trust Jesus with everything you've got. Seek him radically. Cry out for help from the Holy Spirit. This is the path that leads to life. Walk in it, live it, pursue it, guard it, and share it with others. Friends, let's do that. Let's help each other do that. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.